and we've read the report, and we have seen the damage at the site that is apparently due to the tree's roots. Before I go to the panel's decision, can I ask the panel if they are happy to vote on the recommendation?
I think the recommendation needs to be expanded because I don't think it necessarily fully explains the reasons of why we are in essentially refusing your application. And I think those reasons need to be, you know, explained, that it's that the tree does have landscape value, it's a significant tree, and there are steps. I think there's a section in the council office's the report that...
Yes. Well, I could include that in our decision.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Just explain, yeah.
Yes.
That's the reason.
All right.
Because the other thing is that in this densely populated inner city area, there are always trees close to buildings, and I suppose it's, and you know, they do make pavements bumpy and schoolyards and all the rest of it, and I suppose it's jumping to removal very quickly is something that, in a broader sense, we have concerns about, that it has to be done quite carefully because it's not uncommon for there to be applications for trees to be removed because they're often very close to buildings, and it's really that thing of going through the process to see if there are ways, and you know, there are tree root guards and a lot of things that can be done to try and stop the damage or limit the damage that's being caused by trees. So I think that's, again, just something.
Well, can I just go on record too then, while we're all going on record, that while we go through this circumlocutious route that will obviously at one point or other result in the removal of the tree, if anything happens to my wife or my son, if they trip over any of that pavement, I'm going to be all over somebody in the council or the council together, because it's unacceptable to continually put a tree above and beyond everything else, that the effect that the tree's having on the built environment and on the well-being of other people.
You need to put the microphone on.
We also have offered to replace the tree with, someone suggested to me, a blueberry ash, which grows very quickly and doesn't have those invasive roots that the plane tree has. You know, we're very happy to do that. And as I explained to you this morning, we don't hate the tree. We actually like the tree, but it is going to pull the building down eventually.
That at the moment we're not satisfied of those concerns, and that could be to do with, you know, you've got an expert that's given advice and the council has an expert that's given us advice, and unfortunately this matter has to be determined today because of the time limits to do with reviews. It's not something, otherwise we could look at deferring it for there to be further discussions between your arborist and the council's arborist, but I don't think we've got that option. We don't have that option.
Possible. We talk of council's arborist here, and we're in fact a secondary party here. Can I suggest, and this is just my thoughts on the matter, that you contact the council's arborist, and while we're going to give you a decision, I understand the way we're thinking here, which effectively will be a refusal, and the reasons will be spelled out by the chairman. But the way forward, it seems to me, is to talk to the arborist. You'll be able to get her address and contact details and move forward. And the process will be, as one of the panel members has said, through a process of route mapping and then an assessment of what has to be done to retain the tree. If that's not possible, then the decision to remove the tree may be taken, but at the moment we haven't completed that full process, and the council's arborist would be a good source of advice as to how to progress from now on.
Sorry, Thank you. Well, the panel's happy to vote now. And what is that vote? Is it in favour of the recommendation, subject to my including in that the reasons we've discussed from the officer's report?
Do you want to put them in, say what they are?
I will. I'll read them.
Yeah.
I'll read them. You want me to read them now?
Yeah, and then we'll vote.
Okay.
On
all right.
What we're voting on then.
The preliminary conclusion prior to the panel making its decision is, one, that the panel is of the opinion the tree is a significant tree, and it is acknowledged that there is some damage to the driveway entrance, structures and infrastructure that may be caused in part by the tree's roots. However, while there is no question that the tree roots are contributing, it appears likely that the concrete surfaces and plumbing infrastructure are quite old and would require maintenance and repairs over time, regardless of the tree's proximity. An alternative to tree removal has not been considered by the expert arborist or building assessor. Tree roots have not been exposed and considered for pruning or removal when repairs and reinstatement of the driveway is being undertaken. Also, the concrete, paved stairs and small garden edge could be restored without the need to remove the tree. The conflict between roots and pipes does not justify the removal of the plane tree. When a pipe cracks, it is inevitable that fine roots will penetrate the pipe and will then proliferate, causing the crack to worsen and the pipe to become blocked. Removing a single tree will rarely solve the problem. Roots from other trees will also penetrate pipes once they are cracked. Repairs to aged infrastructure can be undertaken without requiring the removal of a large, healthy tree. Investigation of the root system by careful removal of cracked concrete under arborist supervision when repairs are being undertaken will identify roots suitable for pruning or removal to allow reinstatement of the new driveway. Giving those reasons for the panel's decision, the panel's decision is that the Inner West Planning Panel, exercising the functions of the council as the consent authority pursuant to section 4.16 of the Environmental Planning and Assessment Act 1979, confirms the original determination being the refusal of development application number D/2018/563 for removal of a tree in the southern corner of the site at 15 King Street, Balmain, for the following reasons. One.
Can I interrupt and just suggest that all those things that you did before will become the reasons that are 1, 2, 3, 4, and then these will be following?
Yes. So that's my understanding.
Yeah.
All right.
It's for the reasons, and the reasons of what you just read out in addition
plus
to
these.
All those.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So we can sort it out in the final.
Minute. So what the panel wants to do is include those reasons that I've read out prior to this become reasons.
Yeah, the first reasons.
1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah. And then you go on to the
and
rest
then
that are in the
5 would be the proposal does not satisfy the following clauses of state environmental planning policy, in brackets vegetation in non-rural areas, close brackets 2017, pursuant to section 4.15 in brackets 1 in brackets little a, in brackets Romans 1 of the Environmental Planning Assessment Act 1979. Romans 1, clause 3, B in brackets, aims of policy. Reason 6. is the proposal does not satisfy the following clauses of the Leichhardt Local Environmental Plan 2013 pursuant to section 4.15 in brackets 1 in brackets little a in brackets Romans 1 of the Environmental Planning Assessment Act 1979. Romans 1, clause 1.2, aims of plan. Romans 2, objectives of zone R1 general residential. Condition 7. The proposal does not satisfy the following parts of the Leichhardt Development Control Plan 2013 pursuant to section 4.15 in brackets 1 in brackets little a Romans 3 of the Environmental Planning Assessment Act 1979, Romans 1 part C section 1 C1.0 general provisions, Romans 2 part C section 1 C1.12 landscaping, Romans 3, Part C, Section 1, C1.14, tree management. Romans 4, Part C, Section 1, C2.2.2.6, Birch Grove Distinctive Neighbourhood. Condition 8. The proposal will result in adverse built environmental impacts pursuant to Section 4.15, in brackets 1, in brackets little b, of the Environmental Planning Assessment Act 1979. Reason 9, the proposal is not considered suitable for the site pursuant to section 4.15 in brackets 1 in brackets little c of the Environmental Planning Assessment Act 1979. And reason 10, the proposal is not considered to be in the public interest pursuant to section 4.15 in brackets 1 in brackets little e of the Environmental Planning Assessment Act 1979. And once again, the panel is unanimous
in their vote. Yes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. That concludes item 10 of today's meeting. And there being no other business, I close the meeting at, is that?
5 o'clock.
Sorry. Yes, you will receive it in writing. Now, what did Mr. Fubelli say as he walked out? Right. I don't know if anybody... What did Mr. Fubelli say as he walked out?
That man that was here.
Yeah, the man who's... He was objecting to the house in... sorry?
Enmore?
Yes, London Street, Enmore. Oh, he said something as he...
Oh, he walked out and told us that we needed...